Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Metropolitan Credit Union, proud sponsors of Street Sense. For more than 75 years, SMCU has operated for the benefit of its members, offering products such as Feel Good Checking that support local nonprofits. Info at smcu.com.
Richard Hager.
Maynard.
It was about 50 years ago, in preparation for the Seattle World's Fair, that all these cute bucolic little motels were, well, I don't know if they were bucolic, but they had little flowers and plants built along Aurora Avenue.
Yes.
And predominantly from the bridge north to the zoo.
Absolutely.
And they don't look the way they used to. A lot of chain link fence and shut down for this reason or that reason. I'm sure you know why. But a couple of them do remain, and I have a friend that just bought one, and he did well on it.
Cool.
And apparently it's in the black. I don't know how long they'll keep it and how long it'll be before it's knocked down and apartments or whatever goes up, but good proximity. And what about that renaissance along that particular strip?
Well, none of us look quite as good as we did 50 years ago. A few wrinkles around the edge, and it applies to us and hotels as well. Yeah, those were built. They were wonderful at the time. And now you're seeing kind of same thing. They've reached the end of their physical and economic life. And the zoning along there is for 3 to 5 story buildings to go in. It's already designated for that. So I think it's a very good use for somebody to come out, buy some of those hotels, tear them down and put in 3 to 5 story office buildings. I could see where it'd be ideal for a law firm to be there. They could dash down into Seattle, hit the courthouse, and come back out. They don't have to be in the downtown core. Traffic would be a whole lot better. I like the idea of that, and we're starting to see that.
A couple of them are still running.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll see some of them running, and as we were talking, I think remodeling one or two of those and making them nice, usable, trendy hotels would probably work, but there's too many of them, and so those buildings have reached the end of their economic cycle. Time to tear them down, build 3 to 5 story apartments, maybe commercial office buildings, and reutilize them. It's perfect for that.
A little bit akin to what happened in Vancouver, North, BC.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, they did the very same thing up there. I mean, they had their World's Fair or Expo, and you started to see that the main highways coming into Vancouver were the same thing. They would take old apartment buildings and kind of rehab them and use them as hotels. They would take vacant land and build temporary hotels for the World's Fair that was up there. And then after the World's Fair was done, they converted them over to be apartment buildings. And so a lot of the main roads, and you'll see that in Portland, Vancouver, Seattle, pretty much up and down the West Coast, where just outside of the downtown core, you have these 1950s to 1960s hotels. They're great location, big chunks of land with great parking. And it's time for them to, many of them, to be demoed and something else brought in place.
With Aurora, your backyard is Fremont, or and on the other side of the street, Wallingford.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you've got high density there. And as you move out beyond 85th, the city has already zoned a lot of that land along Aurora. You could build 135-foot-tall buildings out there. So they're already designating those as center hubs for high-speed rail or mass transit to come into the city from those little areas
there. Good. And if you decide to move into an apartment out there and need to get downtown, feel free just to ride your bike right down the middle of Aurora.
It's all downhill.
Richard Hager.
Maynard.
Thank you.